So a recap of what we did previously. First, we covered the mindfulness meditation, whereby we saw that this practice is good for those people who pay attention to their thoughts as they pass through their mind. Secondly, we talked about spiritual meditation, whereby we saw that this practice is beneficial for those people who thrive in silence and seek spiritual growth. The third one we did was focused meditation, whereby we saw that this type of practice is ideal for anyone who requires additional focus in their life. And the fourth one which we did was movement meditation, which we found that is also good for people who find peace in action and prefer to let their minds wander. So today we are doing the remaining five, and the fifth one is called mantra meditation. So in mantra meditation, it is well taught in many teachings, and it is very prominent, including the Hindu and the Buddhist tradition. And this type of meditation, it uses a repetitive sound to clear the mind. It can be a word, a sound, a phrase, and there's also this popular sound or phrase that we usually hear when they say om, whenever they pray or something like that. So it doesn't really matter if your mantra is spoken loudly or quietly. After chanting the mantra for some time, you'll be more alert and in tune with your environment. So this allows you to experience deeper levels of awareness. That is the good thing about mantra meditation. So, some people do enjoy mantra meditation because they find it easier to focus on a word than on their breath. And because of that, this practice is really good for those people who don't like silence and they do enjoy repetition. So the sixth one is transcendental meditation. So transcendental meditation, it is a more customized meditation than mantra meditation. It is similar to mantra, but it is more customized, whereby they are using a mantra or a series of words that are specific to each practitioner. Like each practitioner has a specific way of how they do their wording and everything like that when they are meditating. So this practice is very ideal for those people who like structure and are serious about maintaining a particular meditation practice. So that is the one called transcendental meditation. And I'm going to take a short break, and when I come back, we'll be talking about the remaining three, and so I'm gonna take a short break and I'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. So the seventh one is called progressive relaxation, which is also known as body scan meditation. So this type of practice is used to aim at reducing tension in the body and promoting relaxation. And also, it encourages you to imagine of a gentle wave flowing through your body to help you release any tension. So this type of meditation is used to relieve stress and unwind before bedtime. And this one, we usually do it through our stretching ourselves and sometimes doing massages. So the eighth type is loving and kindness meditation, which is used to strengthen feelings of compassion, kindness, and acceptance towards oneself and others. Typically, it involves opening our minds to receive love from others and sending a series of well wishes to our friends, loved ones, acquaintances, and all living beings. And since this type of meditation is intended to promote compassion and kindness, it is made ideal for those people who have feelings of anger and resentment. And the ninth type of meditation is visualization meditation. This is a technique that is used for focusing, or it is used especially when focusing on feelings of relaxation or something like that. No, visualizing meditation is a technique focused on enhancing feelings of relaxation, peace, and calmness by visualizing positive scenes or images. This practice is mainly important, especially when you involve all the five senses to make as much details as possible. And another form of this visualization meditation, it involves imagining yourself succeeding at specific goals, which is intended to increase your focus and motivation. So many people use this visualization meditation to boost their mood, reduce stress, and promote inner peace. So those are the nine types that I was able to gather through my research. And I'm going to also tell you how can you get started with meditation, and give you my bottom line lesson that I've really, really gathered from this types of meditation. So I'm going to take another short commercial break, and I'll be right back. So how do I get started? The easiest way to begin this is by sitting quietly and focusing on your breath. You can start by doing it 5 to 10 minutes every day. And with time, as you progress in doing this consistently, soon you'll be able to feel the benefits of the type of meditation that you have chosen for yourself. So is meditation beneficial? Yes, it is. How is it beneficial? It lowers your blood pressure, it reduces anxiety, it decreases pain, and eases the symptoms of depression, and finally it improves on your sleep. So whether they are scientifically proven, there are those who follow a daily meditation practice which are convenient in their lives, and they bring some benefits in their lives. So the bottom line is that whenever you're looking to reduce stress or finding spiritual enlightenment or finding stillness or flow through the movement, there's that meditation practice that is meant for you. So don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and try different types. It is often do we take a little trial and error until you find the one that fits you. So meditation isn't meant to be forced, but if we are forcing it, then it becomes a core. So gently, regularly practice this type, and you'll find eventually it will become part of you, whereby you'll be able to sustain it, it will support you, and you finally find yourself enjoying doing the type of meditation that is really, really good for you. So open yourself to the possibilities. So there are so many different forms that I wasn't able to really dig a deep on them, but you can just go throughout the Google and try to acquire more knowledge about the rest of the types of meditation, and try to put them in your life. Try to see what they can do. Are they adding you anything? If it is not, you just drop it. You try another one until you find the one that really fits you. So I hope that this session helps you, and you can spread it through to your friends. Share, let them also acquire the knowledge about these types of meditation, and see which meditation practice really, really works for them. So it's a bye for me, and I'll see you in my next episode. And don't fail to support my podcast with any contribution you have for me to make such an educative podcast. So I'm going to see you in my next episode, and it's a bye for me.